If you're an artist, an engineer, a maker, or just like cool stuff, Maker Faire is the place to be. I'm here at Maker Faire 2013 in New York, and Microsoft has brought a bunch of hands-on technology that I'd love to show you. Let's go inside the tent. So I'm here with Shannon Betcher, who runs the 3D printing group at Microsoft. And Shannon, I understand there's actually a tie-in with Maker Faire. Tell me about that.
That's right. About 2 years ago, I was at the San Mateo Maker Faire,
yep.
You know, the big one in California, and I was seeing all this innovation around 3D printing, you know, all of the different open source and, of course, MakerBot on the scene, everybody, you know, building up their 3D printing. And I thought, hey, this is a great opportunity for us. It's a great creative scenario. Most of the people were running Windows already, you know, running these machines. And I just thought, wow, this is a great new creation scenario that just should be on Windows and be great on Windows.
And what do we have here? What did you guys bring to show?
Yeah, so, you know, with Windows 8.1, and you've covered this a little bit, we've got the native support for 3D printing. So plug and play capabilities with the 3D printers. We've got the APIs set up for ISVs to write to, so that lots of applications can print to lots of printers. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we started. We said, hey, we'll come to Maker Faire to show off the work we did in 3D printing.
Yep.
And what happened is that all these makers, like from within Microsoft, came out of the woodwork, you know, from the garage and from Microsoft Research and said, hey, I've got some robots I'd like to show. Hey, I've got some, you know, gadgeteer stuff we'd like to show. Hey, I've got some printed circuit stuff I'd want to show. And so it just kind of grew out of that organically, kind of like the, you know, the maker movement.
Yeah.
And here we are with a really big presence, you know, right at the front gates here.
Yep.
And it's just been jammed the whole time. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, so I'm going to show more of the stuff inside the tent.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, Shannon.
You bet.
All right, I'm here with Marius. Marius, you built this open source printer, is that right? This 3D printer?
That's right. I'm a Microsoft employee, but I'm also a maker. This is something I built at home in my garage. This is based on the Rostock design. It's actually running open source firmware. It's running Johan's Rostock firmware. And it's something that we've plugged into Windows. We have 3D printing support in Windows, and we got this working from Windows 8.1.
Very cool. What was the hardest part about building this?
I didn't start with a kit, so so getting everything working together and calibrating it was the hardest part.
It's great to watch. It's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for showing it to me.
Thanks for stopping by.
You ready?
You're going.
All right. So that's for
live.
Nice.
Good
Thanks,
job,
man.
So you turned.
I'm here with Steven from Microsoft Research. Steven, what do you work on?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I work on the .NET Gadgeteer platform. It's a rapid prototyping platform that enables you to build electronic devices very quickly, simply, and easily. You take a main board for the processor and memory, and you can add different modules to it. So, for example, a little joystick or an SD card. We've got a little display here. And you program it in C# or Visual Basic, nice high-level language. And everything just connects together with these little ribbon cables.
And I'm envisioning, you know, in CAD designing an enclosure, 3D printing that and having everything plug in nicely.
Absolutely, and that's one area that we're really focusing on. We've got STL files for almost all of these modules now, so you can import them into your CAD and create your enclosure around the outside. The other thing is that, so GHI have come out with this base kit, which is a Cerberus kit for Cerberus. And the base kit here, we've got a book that we're releasing in the next couple of weeks that goes through 10 different projects that you can create with the base kit, and it gives you some introduction into how to use Visual Studio and how to program. The initial one will be in Visual Basic, but there will be a C# version coming up.
Turnkey. Everything you need to get started, huh?
Absolutely.
So what if people want to know more about Gadgeteer?
If you go to, so it's netnf.com/gadgeteer. And you can have a look on there. We list all the hardware from all the different manufacturers, and then you can go through to the manufacturer-specific websites.
I'm going to have to check this out. This is too cool. Thanks.
That's great. Thanks a lot for coming along.
Okay.
All
All right, so I'm here with James. James, you're at Microsoft, right? Project Spark?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so tell me what you're showing here.
Yeah, sure. So this is Project Spark. So Project Spark is an open world digital canvas that allows you to create your own games, your own worlds, and your own stories. So we're super excited to show it off. It kind of fits with a Maker Faire and people kind of inventing and making their own things, because here you can really make your own game, you know, make your own worlds and stories. So we're excited to show it off. So
yeah, Perceptive cool Pixel? Stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool to show it off from Perceptive Pixel. But what I've been telling people, it's a lot of fun to do it this way, but you don't have to use this Pixel. If you don't have one of these in your living room, you can use a, you know, your Xbox controller, you can use your touch, your mouse, a keyboard. So there's a number of different ways you can interface with it, depending on which platform you're playing it on.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So is this a game that you made?
So right now, we're kind of in an empty world right here.
Okay.
So I have a few tools that I can either go in here and start to make something that's awesome in no time. So right now, I'm just going to kind of get in here. It's, this is one of our famous demos that we kind of did at E3, but it's kind of our U-shaped hill.
Wow.
But in no time, I can get in here, I can kind of make a cave. I can kind of build a moat around our cave, and I can build a tunnel through the back of our cave. And then we're going to make this look really cool in a short amount of time. So I can build a tunnel, and then we can easily add paint and textures to our world. So I can just select one of my paints. And we have what's called smart paints. So our paints are naturally just going to change depending on what side of the object we're painting. So as you can see, it's going to give me some moss on the underside. It's going to give me some of the dirt on the side. And it's just going to fill up the world and make it look awesome in a short amount of time. So I'm not an artist on our team, but I feel like an artist. So
this is awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So where can people go if they want to know about Project Spark?
So you can go to projectspark.com. You can actually sign up for our beta. We have a beta on Windows 8 that's coming out at the end of October. Wow. We have a beta for Xbox One that's going to launch early next year. So we'd love to have you guys sign up and get into our beta. Make some awesome stuff for us. We'd love to play it. And you can share those creations with your friends, and your friends can play it, and they can remix it. So we're looking forward to seeing what people make with it.
Yeah, thanks, James.
No problem.
That's one of my next big projects I want to work on.
So, here with Miha from Microsoft Research. Tell me a little bit about what you're showing here with Touch Develop.
Yeah, so Touch Develop is something that lets you program on your phone. So you can just pull out your phone and program directly on it. It's something that we created to kind of bring the excitement of programming to people nowadays who just have these amazing computers in their pockets, but they cannot most often use it for creative activity of creating apps.
Yeah, so what kind of apps are people building with Touch Develop?
All sorts of apps. Games are obviously quite popular. They are creating all sorts of like clones of classic games, but they're also coming up with their own. We have Touch Develop actually makes it really easy to create games. But you can also create apps that that access web services, that that have complex UIs, that that have cloud data that is shared between people, and so forth.
So where do people go to find out more about Touch Develop?
Yeah, so to play with Touch Develop, you just go to touchdevelop.com.
Okay.
And it will just run in a browser on any of your devices.
Thanks, Miha.
Yeah.
So I'm here with Steve from Microsoft. Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm from Microsoft Research, and I'm from the Cambridge Lab in the UK. And my group in Cambridge does a lot of stuff with hardware, so we build gadgets.
And what do you have here?
So here we're showing this technology which lets people inkjet print working circuits. So basically, we take some special type of ink. It's called silver nanoparticle ink. It's made by Mitsubishi. And we put it in an inkjet cartridge and put it in a regular inkjet printer, and then we can print out things like these conductive traces. So you design something on the computer, and rather than printing in black and white, it prints out conductive silver and white. So you've got the building block of electric circuits.
It's amazing. Can you show me something you built?
So this is an example of, this is something I 3D printed, right? And there's a lot of 3D printing stuff here that Microsoft's showing, how people can build real stuff with 3D printers. But often you want to put some functionality in there. So we put a battery in, an LED in, and then we use one of these circuits in here to add some wiring. And so I've made a little torch.
That is awesome. And so if people want to do this project or they want to know more about it, where can they
go? Yeah, so learn more about it. If you go to the Microsoft Research website, that's research.microsoft.com, and then go /sticker circuits, there's a web page there with a link to a paper which describes all the part numbers you need and where you buy the stuff from.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. I'm here with Chris from Secret Labs. Chris, tell me what you brought to the fair.
Hey, we brought the new Agent smartwatch. You may have seen it on Kickstarter in May. We put it up and had about $1 million in backers wanting the world's smartest watch.
That's great.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It runs Microsoft technology. We have .NET Micro Framework running on it. So C# app developers who write phone apps, web apps, can now write wrist apps using the same skills they already have. and can develop apps that you can use for both notifications and proactively working with Bluetooth in your phone to get data from the internet and personalize your fashion experience on your wrist to your own life.
Very cool.
But we brought the circuit boards for it. We're about halfway through our campaign right now from completing it to our estimated delivery date. And we just got in the circuit boards a little while ago. There's so much ridiculous technology on here. We don't have a lot of time to talk about it here, but you can actually see, because MicroFramework is open source, we're able to split the bottom part of it into two different microcontrollers.
Wow.
So that we're able to get extreme power efficiency. So we get weeks of battery life instead of hours or days.
That's
this
amazing.
Is really ridiculous tech. But it's that awesome model of MicroFramework at the top that enables all of this.
And if people want to know more about this?
AgentWatches.com.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you so much.
That's cool. Well, we've just barely scratched the surface. There's really so much more to see here. If you want to know more about the Microsoft technologies that I just showed you, go to the Extreme Windows blog. If you want to know more about the fair, go to makerfair.com.